you ever lift your head up from your phone, look around, and think to yourself, my God, everything is weird? Well, we do. A lot. This is the Observation Station, a unique, entertaining, and hilarious podcast. If we observe it, we talk about it. Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
Let's get weird and let's have some fun. This is the Observation Station. And now your host, Tommy Heights.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Observation Station. I'm your host, Tommy Heights, and today we're diving into something we all love, and let's be honest, something that we all struggle with, food. So it's been a little bit since I've made an episode. I do apologize. This is something that is not going to be normal. And just taking a little bit of a break from podcasting. So I'm not just getting burnt out with just work and everything that's included in the daily life. So it helps me come back with more observations for the station. So at the end of the day, it's all good. So today we're exploring why the food you eat really makes a difference in how your life is and your overall take on the day. So grab a snack. Doesn't have to be healthy. This is observation station time. It's time to actually relax. So settle in. Let's get into the juicy details of how food fuels more than just our bodies. So first up is the science of food and mood. First, let's talk about the science behind it all. You've probably heard of you are what you eat, right? So there's more truth to that than you might think. The food we consume impacts our bodies on a cellular level. It influences our brain structure and function, and yes, even our moods and emotions. So, for instance, carbs increase serotonin, which is a brain chemical that boosts your mood and overall sense of well-being. That's why when you're at Texas Roadhouse, you get those bread and the honey apple butter or whatever, the cinnamon butter. Like, yeah. Let me get some more of that bread. Or an Italian restaurant, bruschetta. You're at a steakhouse and they get the rye bread. Oh, man. Don't get me started. King's Hawaiian. Woo. That's where it's at, my brother. So that's why a good carb-rich meal can feel like a hug from the inside. So on the flip side, an imbalance in your diet can lead to feelings of lethargy and depression. Nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, and B12, and probiotics play significant roles in regulating our emotions and mental clarity. So moving on, let's talk about a buzzing topic. Gut health and its impact. This is a big one now more than ever. Everybody, it's having to eat yogurt, drink kefir. There's a sauerkraut, kimchi, doing fermented foods daily. That's what I'm having to incorporate into my diet, since a lot of the food that the American diet consists of is just kind of eating whatever's in front of you or delivery from Uber Eats, DoorDash, and alike. That's not always the best for you. It is extremely convenient. You could have it where get the microwave meals. That's even more convenient, though. Is it the best for your health? When you see these people having all these health problems at, 18, 19, whatever it is, before they're even in college, that's due poor diet. That's due to not eating right. Your body is not getting the proper nutrients, which is something when you have a bad habit of eating, Twinkies and, whatever it is, it becomes just second nature to say, okay, yeah, they have Twinkies, they fill me up, those are good, da-da-da-da-da. Also, I've cut out a lot of different processed foods from my diet because it really makes you feel a lot different once you start cutting out chips. Chips you could say, oh, they're terrible. If you're not eating them, but maybe a couple of chips here and there, like those small bag chips, maybe once in a week or twice in a week, that's what's good. If you're having it 7 days a week, 24, like you have chips every single day, that is not good for you. I did it when I was younger. Look, the whole thing was get 2 liters of pop or soda, however you want to call it, 79 cents at the gas station, Dr. Pepper. You get Tostitos pizza rolls, all the different stuff that's awesome for a high schooler. Had a refrigerator right by my 37-inch LCD that I bought by lawn mowing and making money doing chores and stuff. And a microwave on top. So the life was good there. You had it where Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was there. All you could eat buffet of just junk food in the refrigerator. Arnold Palmer, Tall Boys. What else was in there? I think there were some times like Yoo-Hoo's. I know that's like a big difference. Yoo-Hoo's, you get the Dr. Pepper 2 liters. For chips, I really liked the Cheetos. The Puffies were kind of nice every once in a while, but the regular Cheetos were really good. The Flamin' Hots were never really my thing. Sometimes, just to kind of put it in the mix, I like the Cheeto fries, if you know what I mean. The fry bags, and they're hot. I liked those. I'm just trying to rattle off all the junk food. Love the frozen pizzas. That's an easy thing to do. Probably make an Italian melt like the Witch of the Wizard or whatever it is in the Wizard of Oz. If you ever show them some frozen frozen pizza from the supermarket, they'd, oh no. I know it sounds like Mario or Luigi, but look, the thing is that making it where the decisions are big time, where it's a switch, which is not easy from the start, just like anything. Say that you're driving to work and, maybe they have it where there's construction. Now you have to take a completely different road. It's slower. The traffic is built up. Yeah, it's not easy to do, but at some point you're going to get used to it after a while. Say, okay, well, this is just, every day. Okay, the traffic is at this corner and that corner just becomes normal. Not good for the body because it takes a compound effect, just like investments, but you're actually losing capital, which is body health, in the food that you're taking. The intake is going to have outtake. Don't put diesel inside of a gasoline car. That's an easy way to look at it when the body is looking for certain nutrients and they're not being presented in the gut. So did you know your gut's often called the second brain, and this is because it's lined with hundreds of millions of nerve cells that influence your emotions and guide decisions. Gut health is not just about avoiding stomach aches or bloating. It's crucial for maintaining overall health and a stable mood. Research shows a strong link between gut health and mental health. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains can foster a thriving gut microbiome, which in turn supports both physical and mental health. This relationship is so important that researchers are even looking into probiotics as a treatment for depression and anxiety. So, big time here. Don't be having it where in the morning it's like 10 corn dogs. The hell are you doing? I mean, it's like you sit there and you're thinking to the people there. I mean, God bless if it's, once in a blue moon. I can understand this. You're on vacation, da-da-da-da-da. And you can have like a Coca-Cola for breakfast. And even to some at that for, at any point is disgusting. But it is amazing, at least here in the United States, to see what the percentage of people that are having like different kind of pops in the morning. That just cracking a soda at 8:30 in the morning. It's like, dude, that's the way you're going to start? You know, that's going to be putting yourself in a sugar overload, and it's all downhill from here, unless you're keeping on hitting that sugar, which obviously is not another roller coaster to put your body into. So making the right choices is what it comes down to. And how do you apply this? Making the right food choices doesn't have to be a drag about limiting yourself to kale smoothies, being like a rabbit, eating grass, you know, cardboard food. It's about balance. It's making informed decisions, choices. You know, for example, incorporating foods like fatty fish. You have salmon, nuts, walnuts, almonds, and seeds, which can enhance brain function and uplift your mood, thanks to their omega-3 content. When you crave something sweet, reaching for dark chocolate can satisfy that craving and boost your mood with its polyphenols. So it's also about listening to your body. Everyone's different, and our bodies react in unique ways to different foods. So a bit of mindfulness and attention to how you feel after eating certain foods can be your guide to tweaking your diet for the best personal outcomes. So just to close here, that's a wrap. Salad wrap. I know it's so cheesy. I'm going to be using these food puns here and trying to squeeze the juice. All right. That's it for today's episode of the Observation Station. Remember, the journey to feeling good both inside and out can often start on your plate. So the next time you're about to munch on something, think about how it's not just filling your stomach, but also how it could be affecting your mood and energy levels. Before we sign off, the teaser for the next episode is: ever wonder how streaming services have changed the way we consume entertainment? Well, observers, tune in next week as we dive into the evolution of streaming platforms, movies, TV, live events, LimeWire, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to explore how these services reshaped the landscape of how we consumed content, and whether you're a binge listener, music aficionado, or just curious about the tech that powers your favorite pastimes, don't miss this. Join us next time for a deep dive into the streaming revolution. Signing off, everybody. Thanks for joining again.
You've been listening to the Observation Station. We find everyday life and everyday situations hilarious. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And be sure to tell a friend about the show. That would help too. See you next time on the Observation Station.